The Complete Grimm's Fairy Tales, Cat and Mouse in Partnership. A certain cat had made the acquaintance of a mouse and had said so much to her about the great love and friendship she felt for her that at length the mouse agreed that they should live and keep house together. But we must make a provision for winter, or else we shall suffer from hunger, said the cat. And you, little mouse, cannot venture everywhere, or you will be caught in a trap some day. The good advice was followed, and a pot of fat was bought, but they did not know where to put it. At length, after much consideration, the cat said, I know no place where it would be better stored up than in the church, for no one dares take anything away from the church. We will set it beneath the altar of the church and not touch it until we are really in need of it. So the pot was placed in safety beneath the altar in the church. But it was not long before the cat had a great yearning for it and said to the mouse, I want to tell you something, little mouse. My cousin has brought a little son into the world and has asked me to be godmother. He is white with brown spots, and I am to hold him over the font at the christening. Let me go out today, and you look after the house all by yourself.
Yes, yes, answered the mouse. By all means, go. Go and enjoy yourself. If you get anything very good to eat, please think of me. I should like very much a drop of sweet red christening wine myself.
All this, however, was untrue. The cat had no cousin and had not been asked to be godmother. She went straight to the church, stole to the pot of fat, and began to lick at it. She licked the top of the fat clean off. Then she took a walk upon the roofs of the town, looked out over for opportunities, then stretched herself in the sun, her belly full, and every time, whenever she thought of the pot of fat, she licked her lips. It was not until evening did she return home to the mouse.
Well, here you are again, said the mouse. No doubt you've had a very merry day. All went off well.
All went off well, answered the cat.
What name did they give the baby?
Top Off, said the cat quite coolly.
Top Off, cried the mouse. That's a very odd and uncommon name. Is it a usual one in your family? What does it mean?
What does it matter? Said the cat. It's no worse than Crumb Stealer, as your godchildren would be called. And with that, they left it for the day. Before long, the cat was seized by another fit of yearning. She said to the mouse, Oh, mouse, little mouse, you must do me a favor and once more manage the house for a day alone. I am again asked to be godmother, and as the child has a white ring around its neck, I cannot refuse. The good mouse consented, but the cat crept behind the town walls to the church and devoured half the pot of fat. Nothing ever seemed so good as what one keeps to oneself, said she, and was quite satisfied with her day's work. When she went home, the mouse inquired,
Hello, cat. What did they call this baby? What did they call the second baby?
Half done, answered the cat.
Half done? What are you saying? That's not a name. I've never heard that name in my life. I'll wager anything. It's not in the calendar.
And with that, they left it for the night. The cat's mouth soon began to water for some more licking of that fat. All good things come in threes, said she. I am asked to stand godmother once again, little mouse. The child this time is quite black. It only has white paws. But with that one exception, it has not a single white hair on its whole body. This, little mouse, this only happens once every few years. It's very unique. You will let me go, won't you? You will stay here alone and let me go out?
Top off, half done, answered the mouse. These are short names. They make me very thoughtful.
You, mouse, you sit at home, said the cat, in your dark gray fur coat and long tail, and are filled with fancies that because you do not go out in the daytime, you think crazy thoughts. During the cat's absence, the mouse reflected on what she said. The mouse decided to clean their house. The mouse cleaned the whole house that her and the cat shared. She put it all in order and was hoping that make the cat happy. But the greedy cat, creeping to the altar of the church, entirely emptied the pot of fat and ate everything. When everything is eaten up, one has some peace, said she to herself, and well filled and fat, she did not return home until that night. The mouse at once asked, what name did they give the third child cat? It would not please you more than the others, said the cat. This one's name is All Gone.
All Gone, cried the mouse. This is the most suspicious name of all. I've never seen it in print. I've never heard it in any family. All Gone, what can that mean?
And she shook her head, curled herself up, and lay down to sleep, and they left it for the night. From this time forth, no one invited the cat to be their godmother anymore. But when winter had come, and there was no longer anything to be found outside, the mouse, who was so very hungry, remembered their provisions and thought of the pot of fat under the church altar and said,
come, cat, we go to our pot of fat which we have stored up for ourselves so we won't starve to death. We'll enjoy that. Oh, I'm so very hungry and I cannot wait to eat it.
Yes, answered the cat. You will enjoy it as much as you would enjoy sticking that dainty tongue of yours out the window and licking the air, because that's all you'll get. They set out on their way, but when they arrived, the pot of fat, of course, it was certainly still in its place beneath the church altar, but it was completely empty.
Alas! Said the mouse. Now I see what's happened. Now it all comes to light. You, a true friend, you have devoured all when you were standing godmother. First top off, then half done, then...
Will you hold your tongue, cried the cat. One more word and I will eat you too.
All Gone was already on the poor mouse's lips. Scarcely had she spoken it before the cat sprang on her, seized her, and swallowed her down.
Verily, that is the way of the world with cats and mice. The end.